We have a real good team. Had a bad day yesterday. And what's, you know, most important, win or lose, what's most important is how you get past the last one and get on to the next one. And, you know, there's no question in my mind. I think where it starts is each man is, you know, when things don't go the way you want, each man, you know, looks and sees what he can do better. You know, we're going to ask each guy, every player, every coach, do something, do one thing better this week than you did last week. Collectively, we've got a really good process, you know, get back to work and expect to be better. So this is a group I believe in. I believe we have a good group of men really committed to helping this organization be really strong. And so looking forward to getting back to work. But, you know, can't dismiss the fact that yesterday didn't go the way we wanted. But we are, after six games, sitting here 4-2, tied atop our division. So, you know, with that, questions.
I guess when you've been through this before, a good team having a bad week, what are there tricks to just moving past it?
No, not really tricks. I think you just have to, you know, to get back to work. And that's really the challenge, you know. Sometimes it can be more of a challenge when you have success, you know, to get back to work. So a little easier to get their attention when it doesn't go your way. The way yesterday went, we had, you know, obviously high hopes and didn't go that way. And a little easier to get their attention, get them back on track.
We keep hearing the words, you know, communication problem.
Yeah. Yeah, we're spending time on that. You know, we'll work internally on that kind of stuff. It's clear that you know, we're not, you know, operating the way we need to operate to play really good defense. You know, and it starts with the communication aspect. You know, from the sideline into the huddle, from the huddle amongst each other out there, and sometimes those problems are actually a little more difficult at home than they are on the road, and for defense. That's why we use crowd noise at home. You know, we use crowd noise not only for our offense, we use crowd noise at home when our defense is taking snaps during the week to prepare, you know, for how it is different. And that's an area that I can just tell you, that's one of the areas when that cleans up, it's going to alleviate a lot of the issues we're having. And that's why I remain, you know, very confident in this football team and our ability to grow as the year goes on. And so, you know, there are young players, and that's not an alibi. That's just you know, reality. And I think as they gain confidence, they'll continue to grow, and our communication will be better and better.
Is that coming along slower than maybe you anticipated, or obviously
slower than you might? Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, it is what it is right now. You know, I mean, you know, there's room to grow there, really, in a lot of different areas. That's just one that's getting a lot of attention right now. I think the leadership's pretty solid. I think, you know, I think the guys, I think the group's working hard. I think it you know, it sticks together. I don't sense any fraying whatsoever. I think the guys are a good, close group. And, we're going to be better as we go, you know. And fortunately, we've been good enough as a team to be 4-2 sitting here after six games, you know. But clearly, we're not pretending that we don't have work to do. We know we have work to do, and we expect to be better.
I know it's a new year and a lot of new players, but the fact that last year you guys were able to turn it around,
yeah,
defensively so much in the second half, does that kind of give some of the returning guys confidence that you guys know what it's going to take to figure it out?
Yeah, and I think we do have a mix. We have some veteran guys that have been through it before, you know, and understand how you stay the course and you know, work on the basic fundamentals of what you need to get done, and it will improve. And so, yeah, I think there's a combination of some of the veterans, and then some of the younger guys are going to get better and better with each rep.
Do you expect Mario to start practicing this week?
I hope that he can begin running on the side. He hasn't done that yet. So, you know, we think he'll begin to run on the side this week, and we'll bring him into practice as soon as he's cleared.
What about Murray? Could he get back to work?
Yeah, that's, you know, it's getting better. And just don't really have much more to share on that than, you know, I know he's, you know, anxious to return, and he's definitely better. So it's just a matter of when he feels like he can fully participate, push off full speed, be ready to go.
Derek had kind of mentioned it last night that you guys missed his style and his presence in the run game. Have you felt that the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think you miss any good players that you had that aren't there. I think, you know, you miss Lee a little bit. You miss Latavius a little bit. Sure, that's all part of it. But we've got good players. We've got, you know, other players that can get things done. And, you know, we expect to be able to continue on with the guys we have.
The conditions of yesterday might have seemed like it would have lended itself to Oluwole getting involved in the running game and he didn't have any carries. Is that something you would have liked to have seen happen?
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen more carries overall, and really the way you get more carries is convert more third downs. You know, we didn't stay ahead of the chains the way we'd like. They were also able to possess the ball, you know, more than we'd like. So, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, when you look at running the football and running it well and getting everybody their carries and getting everybody involved, you know, typically you're going to do some of the things outside of the running game to help that happen, you know, converting third downs, playing better defense, the special teams component, all of it. So, yeah, the weather was one where you'd expect your big mutters to be more involved, and also us, you know, getting more opportunities to run anybody in the game.
Pretty impressed to see that Amari Cooper looks like he might be a bit of a mutter, huh?
Yeah, he looked pretty comfortable in the sloppy conditions. Played really well for us. You know, ends up. You know, double digits in receptions and really, you know, really strong, especially in the first half.
It just seems like in areas where he might have struggled, he had some drop issues. Those seem to be cleaned up. The sideline thing, one week seems fixed, the next. How do you think that he seems to address problems really well?
Sure. No, he's very prideful and wants to be a great player in the league. So, I mean, he got a clear example of, you know, working the footwork on the sideline, how that could have got him a couple more touchdowns. And you know, it's always been something we work on, but I think it got extra focus this week. And, you know, he's a good football player. So some of the things that he's really focused on have we've benefited from that.
Get your tight ends more involved in the passing game. Tight ends, do you
want to
get them more involved in the passing game?
Can we? Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, offensive flow, you know, just to get the ball moving. I think you like to involve all your guys. And, you know, we spread it around pretty good. I think Derek is pretty good at that. He doesn't really lock in on one guy. Yeah, the tight ends are definitely part of the progression. And, you know, like I said, more opportunities, you know, give you chances to throw it to the tight end, to run the ball, do the things you want. And you've got to move the chains in order to do that.
Michael Crabtree wasn't targeted very often.
I think he had four on the day, four targets and two catches. So it was
less than what he had.
Yeah.
Did they do something to try to take him away? Or?
Not really. It's kind of more of what we're talking about. I think, you know, Michael's very much in our plans all the time. It just worked out where, you know, the progression just took it to Coop a little bit, and he was open, and he made a lot of plays. And and we, you know, really, that first drive was really tremendous in the weather the way it was. And then I thought we kind of sputtered a little bit from there, and then the second half we really went cold.
Is it nice to get that spark from Jalen in the return game?
Yeah, it's great. I mean, if you look at what he's been able to accomplish, you know, six games into his rookie year, it's pretty amazing. So, you know, I know he'd like to have a player two back, you know, but he's made an impact on our football team to start the year.
Is there any more?
Coach, I know you maybe find positives in everything, but leaving at the end of this week and then gone for, I don't know, 10, 11 days, is there anything really positive about that? What would it be?
You know, I don't know about that part. I think for us, you know, we're going to embrace the challenges that are in front of us, you know. So next up for us is a road trip to Jacksonville, take on the Jaguars, and then stay down that week. And instead of flying back and forth, try and take some of that transit time, some of that air time out of it, and allow us to sit there and get our work in. So Yeah, we're gonna turn it as whatever positive we can. I think the positive is not as many hours in the plane at altitude.
Have you ever coached a team where you guys have done that, spent a week somewhere in between games?
I've really never done that. No, and I know that more and more teams are starting to do that, and we never had a back-to-back, you know, when I was in Jacksonville where it worked out where we would have come out here and stayed. So you really, I think more and more teams are starting to do it, recognizing the toll that it takes on the team to travel like that. I know Atlanta came out after, I think, playing in Denver and stayed out, right? So, I think more and more teams are looking to do that, and we're doing whatever we can to try and get an advantage, and try and take some of the strain of flying across the country out of it. And we do a lot of that from being right here on the West Coast.
Do